can go kick rocks. I'ma stack bricks up, build what I want to make. Yeah, I'ma do it my way.
Yo, it's the Sandwich Generation with my girl Mitch. Relationships, kids, Asian parents, work, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'ma do it my way.
The Sandwich Generation. Now, here's Mitch.
Yo, 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 what the fuck? Oh my gosh. How y'all doing out there? How y'all doing with the holiday season? I'm pretty much boycotting Christmas, but we'll talk about that later. And I'm a little bit hoarse, but you know what? I'm here. I showed up for you. And I showed up for me too. Welcome to the Sandwich Generation. My name is Mitch. And this show, this podcast is made up of people who are caring for their growing children and their aging parents at the same time. So let's talk about what that sandwich be about. So folks like me, we sit in the middle layer of a generational sandwich. We have a top bun with them kids. You know, you got to take care of the babies. You got to take care of the babies. And then you to meet it in the middle. Okay. You are sandwiched on both sides and you have to think about self-care, and the middle generation has to think about its own needs. And sometimes the thing I think about or fail to mention much on this show is that middle part also deals with spouses. So maybe we need to deal with that in a future show. And then we have the bottom bun, the foundation, which is the elders. So, you know, us folk up here in the sandwich generation, we always trying to balance upward care, downward care, downward dog. Throw a little yoga in there, right? And then, you know, you really have to tend to your own emotional, physical, mental, metaphysical, financial well-being. Okay, it's a lot to juggle and tend to. So this makes our experience uniquely challenging and very much so connected across generations. So I be up in them YouTube streets sometimes. I be in the YouTube streets. You know, streets. I be up in them streets, them social media streets. And so I found out about something called sharenting, which I really don't think is named very well, to be honest with you. But let's take a little bit of time and talk about sharenting, what it is, where it comes from, why it's complicated, and how it affects this entire sandwich generation combo meal. Okay, sharenting can actually affect the parents, the grandparents, and the kids. So, you know, let's take a little look at this. So by definition, sharenting is a combination of sharing and parenting. You might consider it oversharing. Sure, your kids have said that. Well, Mom, why you got to say all of that? Why you got to say less, talk more, or whatever they say. Sharenting describes when parents or caregivers post a lot of content, you know, photos, reels, stories, TikToks, updates about their children on social media or other online platforms. So the term has been around since around 2010, and it was traced back to the Wall Street Journal. And a writer used the concept oversharenting, which is oversharing plus parenting. So we gonna talk about why that ain't cute. That ain't cute. You ain't cute. You out there trying to be cute. That ain't cute. Okay, so a lot of parents do it and they have good intentions. We're all prideful, you know. We want people to see, look at my happy little family. Look what I got that you ain't, right? But, you know, we're wanting to preserve and share memories. And some of that comes from trauma, no matter, you know, what background you come from. Maybe, you know, you had some stuff that ended up in storage and it was family pictures. You were, you know, having a hard time. So the thing about social media is it allows you to retain all of that information. and it doesn't get lost, doesn't get stolen, doesn't get locked up and end up in a storage trading war or something. But there are really some real concerns about privacy, long-term effects, and consent. Yeah, we need to think about the consent of the babies. You know, you're doing all of these things, but did you ask them if they wanted to participate in any of this? You know, recently I happened across the story of Winnie the Pooh, and Milne's son was, as far as I got from the story, Christopher. And he literally ended up hating his dad and hating the entire Winnie the Pooh series because he had never been asked to participate in that. So we got to think about some of the main concerns if, you know, you want to post the Thanksgiving gratitudes and what y'all doing under the Christmas tree online. So there's privacy and digital footprint to think about when parents share too many details like photos and milestones, location information. You're building a digital identity for the child before they can even consent to what's happening. So this is a digital footprint that can stick, you know, it can follow them into adulthood. And then there are safety risks. You know, you're oversharing identifying information like school, home, routines, and then other people can exploit that. And I was watching, what was that, Dr. Phil? There's also digital kidnapping. Like, somebody can, like, steal your whole fucking life and be like, that's my baby. That's my baby. That ain't your baby. You know, and then you have emerging tech like AI that can make things worse by generating manipulated images. I've heard some things about that happening without even the parents' consent. So sharenting seems to spike most in Thanksgiving time, like now, late November. You know, there's the reasons why are, you know, we're reuniting. We've been separated for a long time. And there's a lot of food-centric content, right? It's like, let me take a picture of that. Ooh, you threw down. You put your foot in it, Grandmama. You put your foot in that. You know, which means it tastes good. I know that sounds weird, but think of it as break a leg for Black folk. But anyway, you know, you've got these feel-good family gathering photos, a lot of photo opportunities, you know what I'm saying? Holiday nostalgia. Those are some of the reasons that it just kind of gets out of control. So as we are sharing for our kids specifically, we need to think about our tweens and our teens and even the little ones, making sure that they have their own boundaries and they can speak up respectfully. We get too caught up in not allowing kids to say what they don't like or what they don't want. And I feel like this really stunts their critical thinking skills. It's not a problem to say they don't want to be on social media. In fact, I'm thinking of a YouTube content creator called Belief in Fatherhood, Leaf, L-E-A-F. And one of his children didn't want to be on anymore, had been on pretty much since birth. And he honored that. And I had extreme respect for that. So what can we do to help them understand their own boundaries? Because we want them to do that. And speak up and ask for permission. When they want to, they might end up posting you and you might not like it. How would you feel? You know, how about the golden rule here with sharenting? You know, because we want them to ask the same courtesy in return. So let's start by acknowledging that kids and teens today are navigating a world that we never had to contend with at their age, right? Like when we were young, you got a bad haircut, a horrible outfit that your mama got you from JCPenney. What am I thinking? Underoos. You know, your mama took a picture of you in your underoos and nobody ever saw it except for the family. You know, all of that stayed in the living room photo album. But today it can live online forever. And we need to remember that. So one funny moment, a silly mistake, a tender, vulnerable second that your child wanted to spend with you learning to navigate this world, it can feel exploitative. We've got to admit. So these things can circulate far beyond the family group chat. And then during the holidays, emotions are high, right? There's excitement, there's nostalgia, exhaustion, overstimulation, you know? There are a lot of adults in close proximity, usually telling kids to go to the kids' table or go to the kids' room, which, by the way, I am definitely not in agreement with the kids' room. Please don't do that. Don't send your kids to some random room with the door closed. By now, 2025, we should know not to do that. But I'm just saying, maybe mine was the voice you needed to hear on that. Not a good look. Not a good idea. So, you know, there's these holidays are situations where there's a lot of adults in close proximity with their smartphones and cameras out. There's a lot of kids who feel the pressure to smile. And we black folk be doing this to our kids. Oh, Johnny, do what you did in the talent show. You know what you did. You know what you was doing. Come on, show up for Aunt. Show up for Aunt Mary. Aunt Mary want to see it. Well, he might not want to do it. Okay. He might not want to. Why do we have our kids performing on command? You know, we don't want to give them that pressure to smile, perform, cooperate, act festive. Even if they're tired, even if they're not in the mood, that's just simply not fair. So let's give them the language. Let's give them the tools. Let's give them permission to be a part of the decision making about how they show up online. So maybe you could say some things like, hey, are you cool with me posting this one? If they say no, then how about no? Isn't that what we try to teach our kids? No means no, right? You want to be tagged in this one or not? Should I crop this one or just keep it regular? You want a regular degular? You know, make it fun for them. You want it just regular degular or should I crop it? Can I use a filter? Can I put this one up? I'm about to post. Anybody want to be in it? You know, we all like this one, but does anybody want out? Give your kids the language, the messaging to say, this is not comfortable in my body. This ain't working for me. So that these conversations, maybe even ask your kids, how can we talk about this? Make that part of the project as well. How can we broach this situation? And so what we can do is what can kids say to ask their parents, their siblings, their cousins, their grandparents to ask them first before they start posting stuff? Maybe something like, hey, can you check with me before posting pictures of me? Or if you're taking a string of pictures, make sure you look at them together as a family first. Hey, could you please not post that one? Give them the words. They need sentences to know what to say. If you share something with me in it, can you just ask me first before putting it on social media, please? And then, Mom, I promise I'll do the same for you. But we got to give them the words, you know, like that's a sentence you could say. And, you know, just make sure that the kids know that it's not about being mad. You know, everybody should just feel okay with what's online. So that's some of the things that we can do for the kids. But just a reminder, I am Mitch. This is The Sandwich Generation. You can hit us up at thesandwichgeneration.com. thesandwichgeneration@gmail.com. And up next, we're going to think about you. Like, you got to think about how you would feel if you were in this situation. Somebody's just taking pictures of you. Because sometimes the kids are the ones sharing things, not the parents. So we all have to make sure that we're comfortable and that we're doing what we need to protect ourselves as well. Because we want our online and social media experience to be a fun one and a reflective one. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
Let's go. I need a change in my life, cause I don't feel alive and there's nothing that makes me happy.
And we all got dreams, we all want things, but what you gonna do for it? How you gonna move for it? What you gonna be?
Alright, so we back. So Christmas, sort of mid and late December, is when there is the biggest parenting spike of the year. Christmas is pretty much the number one family posting holiday, especially for content involving children, and that's where you need to be concerned. And obviously it's because you got these awesome gift opening reveals and videos and unboxings, right? You got your cute matching pajamas as a family. And whatever your holiday rituals are for Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa, or just hanging out with your own family, it's a lot going on, and there's a lot of social comparison, keeping up with the Joneses, you know, curated perfection. And you know, there are some places that have photo ops, you know, where you can just take these pictures at these beautiful, beautifully crafted photo opportunities that are painted nicely and have nice lights and all these different things. And then, of course, don't forget, you've got the school performances, too. So usually whoever shares most then is the parents. And then the grandparents would be the second highest group. But, you know, teens and adult children posting, that is rising. That whole entire group is rising in terms of who's doing the most. In terms of who's doing the most with the least, right? So, there's also a much higher emotional intensity. You know, we have to think about, as parents in the middle part of the sandwiched generation, those of us that are in the middle, some of us have suffered loss. And this pertains to our elders as well. And so there's a higher emotional intensity. Some people lost someone that they loved on Christmas Day, or on Christmas Eve, or on Thanksgiving. And so just the gearing up for that and the getting ready for that, I believe it makes permission even more important. When a child is overstimulated, you know, a camera can feel like pressure. But as adults, those of us in that sandwiched generation, it feels like they just don't care, you know. What the hell are you doing taking a picture of me? You didn't even ask. That's sometimes how we come off. And then there's the flip side where sometimes we're invading, you know, their videos. We're kind of bombing, you know, photo bombing and video bombing their videos, just jumping in without asking them. So their boundaries, comfort, and the, you know, all of that can be used, you know, in the scripts that we mentioned in the previous segment to navigate the holidays. And then with you, you know, this time of year can just feel like a pressure cooker, pun intended. You know, you're trying to make things magical. You got to keep the traditions alive, managing expectations. Elders have a lot of expectations. If they haven't seen you all year, you know, they are expecting to see you in these holidays. You got to get gas in the car. You got to charge. EVs are a pain, right? If you have an electric vehicle, there's a lot to manage, and parents are the most stressed out group during the holidays and the most likely to be pulled into the conflicts about posting, privacy, and oversharing. Like, why didn't you tell me you were putting that online? I don't want that on. Can you take it off? But we got to remember, the internet is forever. It's not diamonds no more, y'all. It's the internet is forever. Except I don't know if it's a girl's best friend, right? So, you know, maybe, excuse me, maybe we need to think about self-care through boundaries, your boundaries, and then you can model for your children good boundaries. And so let's just start with an honest truth. Parents a lot of times end up doing the invisible emotional labor of the holiday season. You're smoothing things over. You're keeping things moving, keeping people fed, keeping kids regulated, you know, making sure that grandparents and the elders feel included. And you're just trying to keep your own energy from tipping into chaos. And that's a lot, you know. And then, like I said, there's the grief that nobody hardly talks about. So when you add holiday sharenting on top of that, it can just feel overwhelming. Let's just be real about it. So there are three directions of oversharing that you can experience. You might overshare your kids. You know, it might be something intentionally or that you just do out of habit. Your kids might overshare you, like you did something they thought was funny and candid. And like, look at my mama. She always be doing the most kind of a thing. And then there's also, excuse me, the parents or the grandparents can overshare everyone, including you, sometimes without asking, you know, because you're still their baby, right? You never grow up. We should all be named Peter, right? Peter should be a unisex name. All of us are Peter Pan, right? Because in our parents' eyes, we never grow up. And you feel like you're in the center of it all. You know, that's part about being the meat in the middle of this sandwich generation. So how do you protect your peace? You know, maybe you thinking about setting the tone early. The holidays will go better if you set gentle boundaries before the festivities start. So maybe something like, hey, everybody, you know, like maybe you could put this in the group chat or text. Hey, everybody. Yeah, everybody. Hey, everybody. Can we check in with each other before posting any pictures or videos over the holidays? I think that'll make sure everybody stays comfortable that way. Thank you so much. You're awesome. Love you. Okay, bye. You know, just something short, non-accusatory, collaborative. You know, maybe this might reduce like 60% of the family conflicts during the holidays. So another one is give yourself full permission to say no without guilt. Maybe you practice that one in the mirror, you know, go in the mirror and just practice saying, I don't love that one. Can we just skip posting this one, please? Can you send this one to me privately instead? Or, you know, yeah, let's just keep that one offline. Thank you for understanding. You know, you don't have to give a long explanation. You know, your own discomfort should be enough of a reason, you know, as it pertains to your family. But sometimes if your family's in toxicity and, you know, dysfunction, that's hard for others to receive. So that's what I'm saying, practice in the mirror. I really do mean that. And then, you know, you need to model digital consent for your kids. You know, if they see you saying, hey, is it all right if I post this one? Then they learn how to do the same thing. You're teaching them digital ethics. And you might say, well, she's always going to say no. Okay, but guess what? If some guy is pushing up on her, and she's always going to say no, you want her no to count then, don't you? Don't you? So remember, the internet is forever. And then, you know, recognize when you're being sharented. You know, notice when your kids are capturing you. And you get to sort of reverse model it with your wording. Hey, I thought we agreed that we were going to ask before posting things. So if you're going to post any of those, please let me know. You know, just like you, the kids love capturing the moments of you wrapping and unwrapping your gifts. You know, they like to say you throwing down in the kitchen. You know, my mama, she throw down every single time. You know, they like to see you dancing and all the things that you do, maybe even getting a little emotional. So that's the one we got to think about, right? Because nobody ever thinks about the grief of the holidays. For some people, it's enough just to get through it. You know, and we have to be respectful of that. If you're one of those people, you have to learn to model it for your family and have these tough conversations. But it is funny, you know, if you're the one struggling with the Christmas lights or putting them up. Sometimes it's sweet, but sometimes it's not comfortable. And you have every right to say, you know what? I know that was funny, but I'm not okay with that one being online. So please do not post that one. And if they put it up, can you please take that one down? I really would prefer it not be posted. But I'm going to reiterate, the internet is forever. So if someone posts it, there is a digital footprint that's being accumulated. And that doesn't mean that it was completely removed from the internet. So being able to have open conversations prevents you from being in a tough spot. And also prevents your child, your children, from the unfortunate happenstance of being exploited by others. They learn agency from us. They learn value for self and boundaries from us. So, you know, when you are having these conversations with your kids, they might say you're old, you're being uptight. But this is you owning your digital identity and teaching them to do the same. So you want to protect your time and energy. Oversharing isn't just about what gets posted. It's about having too many moments captured. And I'm going to put a little note to self to do a show about Native Americans in decades and hundreds of years ago. Did not want their photos taken because they felt that it captured their soul. So I think that'd be a perfect, maybe over-sharenting to part two video. But anyway, give yourself some timeout zones, like phones down during dinner, no filming during gift exchanges, you know, but make it fun. Make that part of the festivities. You know, something like, you know, let's take this one group picture and then we're going to put our cameras away. I want us to interact. Like, people don't even know how to interact anymore. You know, maybe have some family games, which I already know. I said it as soon as that it came out of my mouth. I'm like, oh, but that's such a wonderful thing to take pictures of. No, we're going to enjoy the moment. We're going to be mindfully present during this Christmas season. So instead of posting everything publicly, maybe, you know, think about posting things in the private group chats or in shared albums. What about printing out the photos? You know, nobody does that anymore. So most grandparents don't actually need social media to feel connected. They just want access to the memories. Speaking of which, there's this really cool device called the GrandPad that I had purchased. And it's kind of self-contained. You can have lots of pictures. Not sure if it has videos. But just remember, boundaries are self-care. If something makes you uncomfortable, you're allowed to ask for something different. If a moment feels too vulnerable, you're allowed to say, please delete that. And if a tradition feels overwhelming, you're the one that gets to change it, right? Like, who else can do that but you? So, again, reach out to us. I want to know what you think about this. Remember, it's spelled DASANDWICHGENRATION. I need to make a rap for that. That'd be hilarious. But, yeah, let's brainstorm. I would love to know what you think and what you think about future shows. So, yeah.
feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign. A sign.
Hey, yo, yo, yo. My name is Mitch. This is The Sandwich Generation. And just for a recap, in segment one, we were looking at them kids, them babies, and the teens, you know, wanting to help them use language, develop language that protects their comfort and their autonomy. In segment two, the last segment, we were talking about parents in the middle, you in the middle, managing upward and downward boundaries while you're trying to just keep it together. And then, you know, we're going to close with the generation, the foundation, who often holds the deepest emotional weight of the holidays. And that is our elders. Our grandparents and our elders, they're the memory keepers. They keep the torch of the past alive. And honestly, let's be truthful about it, for better or for worse. How many stories do you wish they would just bury and let go? They're sentimental, right? They're proud. And they are usually the most enthusiastic sharers during the holiday season. But our elders experience sharenting in two ways. They themselves overshare, sometimes out of excitement. You know, sometimes it's a misunderstanding. But also they are overshared. Think that video of grandma putting her dentures in, maybe. You know, sometimes they're overshared by their adult children, sometimes by younger relatives and grandkids who post without realizing that what they posted was sensitive or personal. And remember, we talked about being overly sentimental and actually grieving. We don't know unless we communicate. So let's talk about how to support that bottom bun, baby. Our elders deserve dignity, both online and offline. Of course they do. So before posting a photo of an older adult, you know, maybe you want to show them opening a gift or laughing. You know, if they're laughing and food flies out of their mouth, right? Maybe you think they're tearing up, but they're crying. They're napping and their dentures are chattering. You know, maybe they're sitting in a wheelchair. And then this brings up a very important ethical question, which is, how would you even obtain consent if your elder is dealing with dementia and cognitive decline or Alzheimer's? So it's just nice to just say something like, I just love this moment, Mama. Is it okay if I share this on the socials? You know, most elders are going to appreciate being asked. And so they'll say yes, because you're still their baby. And yes, they probably will give a yes to the grandkids before they will to you, but just keep it moving. But we have to get to the point where vulnerable moments are not content. You know, their vulnerability deserves privacy as well. You know, any moment that highlights their illness, their disability, their cognitive changes, think about how sensitive that is, their grief, their exhaustion, their struggle. And I see this so much on social media. You know, people are kind of using the socials as a security blanket, because what they're going through is emotional for them. And, you know, the comments, the community build them up and lift them up. But honestly, the vulnerable moments should never be posted. These things are sacred, not shareable. We need to stop, y'all. We need to do better. You know, you being in a situation where you're starting to have to feed your elder who's in dementia, and that's not in their power of attorney. It's not something that was discussed. It's not in their any of their wishes, their will, or anything like that. You just taking that up like I said, that harkens to what I want to talk about in the future about Native Americans, you know, not wanting their pictures taken centuries ago because they felt like it captured their spirit. Now, some elders overshare. Sometimes they're the perpetrators, not the victim. Sometimes they overshare because they really don't understand digital boundaries. And you know how our folk can be. I'm your mama. I could put this picture up here if I want to. I gave birth to you. The fuck you talking about? I can't. You know how they do. Come on now. You already know the shit they be saying. Like, you know, but when the grandparents post too many photos of the kids, you know, they might share information about, you know, y'all's pregnancies or birthdays, grades, struggles. You know, most of the time they don't mean any harm. They grew up in a different era, and this is just so enamoring for them. It's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I don't have to. Do you guys remember the little picture thing the grannies and the granddads and the moms and the dads used to carry, where you take it out and then the whole thing of pictures just falls out. It's just like an accordion, and it just flips out. You know, you don't have to do that anymore. You can scroll through thousands and bazillions of pictures. So with your elders, you know, if they're sharing things of your kids that you don't necessarily want them to, maybe something like, we love that you want to share the memories. We are so proud of our family, and we should be. But could you please check with us before posting the kids? You didn't do anything wrong. We just want to make sure everybody's all right. We want to make sure everybody all right, you know? We want to make sure everybody's comfortable. So, of course, your tone matters, because if you lose them at the tone, you've lost them in general. And, you know, you just have to figure that out. With some of your parents, gentle will work better. But for others, you know, you being a little more strict might get the job done. Maybe offer them some alternatives within technology. Like I said, there's the GrandPad. Maybe you have a shared album. Maybe you print out a photo book for them, you know. And then there's these really cool, like, digital frames. Maybe you do something like that. And then these things could help to meet their emotional needs without breaching, you know, the privacy of the entire family. So this is where it gets exhausting, because you got to, first of all, find your own boundary setting voice. Make sure that you're modeling that for your kids. And then make sure that you're conveying that message to your elder. But, you know, maybe give your elders some words, some verbiage as well. Like, you know, mom, if you don't like that, you can just tell me that you don't like how it looks and tell me not to post it, and I promise you I won't. And you know, maybe ask them, are there some things you would prefer to stay private? Here, I'm going to show you these pictures. Just tell me which ones you don't want me to post. Try it like that. Can we just keep this in the family? Can we keep it in the closet? You know, just keep it. Can we just lock this up? Do everybody got to see this? This our family, you know? So some elders, you know, feel embarrassed even asking, and just reassure them that it's normal. But see, what I'm saying is, if this is a family, a sort of a family project, sort of a family way of arriving at what we're going to do as a family, like family protocol for how to handle these things, then nobody really has to get embarrassed, because we're just having a conversation. So, you know, it's up to you to make sure that your elders feel included without being turned into a content churn, right? Are you just churning out content, you know? So maybe take a few intentional photos of them that they're well aware of. If they don't like it, like I said, no is no. No means no. Don't we teach that to people? How does it change when it comes to social media? I don't get it. Let them direct the photo. You know, then we know that they are aware of what's going on, and they're included. And then show them what you're going to post before you post it. ask them what they feel comfortable with. So our elders want connection, not exposure, and not the constant content churn. I don't think anybody wants that. If you do, then that's your free agency. That's wonderful. But everybody, your kids probably don't even want that. So it's important to bring the generations together through mutual respect. At the end of the day, you know, during the holidays, we want to be seen. We want to be heard, respected. We want to feel comfortable and included and loved. And that's exactly what happens when you have this sharenting family conversation. You know, nobody is sort of navigating the social media screens by themselves, you know. So we have three generations each that has their own emotional needs, their own boundaries, their own relationship with technology. And all three of them deserve to feel safe online. Believe it or not, children deserve respect. Parents deserve peace. And our elders, they deserve dignity. You know, when the smartphone camera or the camera or the video camera comes out, if we just slow everything down, ask, you know, ask for permission. Check in. Make sure everybody all right. Is you all right, mama? Is you all right? You know, we not only protect each other's privacy in that process, but we also deepen our connection. So this holiday season, whether you're snapping photos of the kids, you know, capturing the magic of the moment, or maybe you in there cooking yourself, you know, documenting traditions with your elders. Just remember, it's very simple. Is it all right if I post this? Are you okay with me putting this on social media? You never know. It can transform that entire experience, but it might transform your whole family. You never know. Maybe it shows that you offering respect sends a whole lot more respect your way. So remember, if you want to reach out, we really want to know your thoughts. Maybe you want to ask for guidance. You know, maybe it's something you're going through that I haven't discussed here. You can always email me at thesandwichgeneration@gmail.com. You can visit our website, thesandwichgeneration.com. And that is spelled DASANDWICHGENRATION. We would just really love to hear from you. Maybe you want to call in one day, or maybe you want to be a guest on our show. We would love to have you. So again, my name is Mitch. We talked about Sharon Teen, and I'm just really thinking about, you know, the next episodes coming up, which I really want to deal with this Native American concept. I would love to know which tribe, which group of people did not want their pictures taken and what the history was behind that, because that has a lot to do with AI and social media as a whole. And then I'd love to do an episode on drumming and the power of drumming. And probably have time to get in another episode about the holidays coming up. What are you guys doing? What are you cooking? Y'all got that macaroni and cheese going on? How about that hot water cornbread? How about them greens? Right? What are y'all eating for the holidays? Maybe we'll talk about that next. I'm not sure. Nothing's locked in stone. And that's wonderful, because we're building this community here. And you are a part of it. So please reach out to us. We want to know what's concerning you. If it concerns you, it concerns us. So I really hope you enjoyed this. If it helps someone, send it on. We're out.